William Morrow and Harper Audio present Unrestricted Access. New and classic short fiction by James Rollins. Performed by Christian Baskus, Scott Brick, Scott Aiello, Emily Wu Zeller, Natasha Tina Liu, and David Sadson. How it began. For the introduction to this collection, let's start at the beginning. I can succinctly remember a cautionary warning from my ninth grade English teacher. As she marched before the blackboard, she outlined the skill sets necessary to be a good writer, including comparing the various methods of storytelling. She explained how a novelist had the free range of a nearly unlimited number of words in which to tell a story. Novelists had countless pages to construct a plot, to explore the inner worlds of its characters, to build toward that proverbial darkest hour, and to stick a landing with a satisfying ending. There was even more than enough space for subplots and tangents and trips down blind alleys before backtracking to the main storyline. That was not true when it came to the construction of short stories. She described how the amount of elbow room afforded an author became more restricted. To be successful here, a writer had to choose their words more carefully, to pare down a story to its essential parts while still creating the proper impact. To achieve this, and to do it well, took considerably more effort and skill than required of a freewheeling novelist. But even then, my teacher was not done. She saved the most daunting task for last, namely writing poetry. Here, the economy of words was even more strangled. Each syllable had to be judged, the rhythm and rhyme metered and tested. Each word had to serve multiple purposes. This, of course, took a true genius, a writer of incomparable skill. I took these various descriptions to heart, and that is why I became a novelist. At the beginning of my career, I was self-aware enough to recognize that I was not a person of monastic frugalness when it came to words and stories. I loved reading doorstopper novels, and if those books were a part of a series, all the better. Inevitably, when it came to crafting my first stories, I certainly did not want to be restricted in the number of words or pages in which to tell my tale. Alas, after writing half a dozen novels, someone asked me to write a short story. I resisted. I balked, made excuses, turned my back, ignored such requests. If you are holding this book, then you know I eventually relented. The first story I wrote was Kowalski's In Love. It appeared in the International Thriller Writers' first anthology collection, Thriller, Stories to Keep You Up All Night, edited by James Patterson. I agreed to write this story for one simple reason, peer pressure. I was on the board of ITW, so how could I refuse? The conceit of this anthology was for each writer to submit a story featuring a character from their respective novels. By that time, I had been deep into my Sigma Force series. I had been writing about a motley team of former Special Forces soldiers who had been drummed out of the service for various reasons. But because of particular skills or talents, they were secretly recruited by DARPA, the Defense Department's Research and Development Agency, to act as field agents for covert projects and missions. By then, the titular Joseph Kowalski was a member of Sigma, but it was not the first time I had written about him. He debuted in an earlier novel, Ice Hunt, but I loved writing about this former Navy man, a fellow who was not the brightest of the lot, but who perhaps was special in his own way, so I recruited him into Sigma. Still, I never shared the story of how he joined this elite team, so, goaded by peer pressure, I used this opportunity to finally tell the tale of how Kowalski became a member of Sigma.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?